Weibo is China's most popular social networking site, home to 324 million users, frequently referred to as China's Twitter, and it's desperately seeking censors. Seems the currently rumored 1,000 censors just isn't enough. Jacob Weisberg, chairman of the Slate Group, visited Weibo's offices last week. He wrote that, quote, "The Chinese government's can't live with it, can't live without it relationship to Weibo epitomizes the paradoxical condition of free expression in China."
There's a genie that's out of the bottle here. People love it. I also think it's useful to the government in certain ways. How do you stay in touch with public sentiment in a country that doesn't have free expression, where there's not a democracy? How do you take the pulse? How do you know how much jeopardy you're in? And I think social media is a prime way that the government sort of measures public sentiment. The latest thing is they're instituting a point system on Weibo. You start with 80 points, and if you get down to 0 points, your account is suspended for some period of time. And if you get higher, I don't know, you can win valuable prizes.
So how do you earn points?
By posting in a constructive way, not being critical. You lose points for spreading rumors, whether the rumors are true or not. I mean, the Boji Lai story, which is the biggest political story to hit China probably in several years.
This is the official whose wife was implicated in the murder of a British businessman.
Right. And it was at first completely suppressed from the official press. And most people in China found out about it through these rumors, which in that case mostly turned out to be true. So there's this constant question if you're a Chinese internet user. You don't know where the boundaries are, what you can get away with. People are constantly playing games with the censorship and pushing the boundaries. They can't refer to June 4th, which is the date of Tiananmen Square, so they'll refer to May 35th. People's names are banned. They'll use a rhyme, almost like Cockney rhyming slang for the name.
What else do they do?
Another woman who I probably shouldn't name, but who has a very big following on Weibo, 4 or 5 or 6 million people. And she says someone actually at Sina, the company that runs the biggest Weibo, will call her up and sort of say, that's enough for today. And remember, Sina, the company, which is, I guess you could analogize to Twitter, is in a tricky position because they don't necessarily like or favor censorship. They're afraid of the government, and it's never clear how much is being imposed upon them and how much they're imposing on users.
Weibo refers to the kind of platform it is, the Twitter-ish platform, but Sina is the biggest provider of this platform. There are other Chinese Twitters about.
There are other Weibos in it, and it's important to understand it's a little different from Twitter, partly because in China it's 140 characters, and a character is more like a word. If you have 140 characters, you can say a lot more.
You also met with Ai Weiwei, an artist who's become internationally famous for his provocations, starting with questions that he raised in connection with the 2008 Sichuan earthquake.
Yes, Ai Weiwei, who was a sculptor and started to become very political when he got involved in documenting the names of the children who were killed in the earthquake and the shoddy construction methods. And he became very active on social media. But in his case, it was on Twitter itself, tweeting in Chinese, but using Twitter, which you can access going around the Great Firewall, which blocks websites that the government doesn't like, using something called a proxy server. Ai Weiwei was arrested in 2011, kind of trumped up tax charges. He was detained for 81 days, and they let him out and put a number of conditions on his release. One of them was that he stop using Twitter. He completely defied that.
I read in your article that he's posted 70,000 tweets.
Well, he considers it an art form. He said that Twitter is his art in language form.
But since his imprisonment, he didn't just use words. He also turned surveillance cameras on himself and posted that video continuously online.
The government has put him under this intense surveillance. If you go to his home and studio in Beijing, you see these cameras that they've put looking down on him. He's being watched all the time. He said, what if I put myself under surveillance? And he planted his own cameras around his home. And there was a website where you could go watch in real time, this Ai Weiwei cam. And the government got really upset about that. He said they begged him to stop, I think because it was so undermining of their authority, basically because it was making fun of them.
There's nothing worse than humor.
I mean, other people play this cat and mouse game. Ai Weiwei is more known for his famous gesture of giving them the middle finger. I just read this other account about something that happened recently where he went up to these two monitors who were following him in the park taking pictures, grabbed this guy's camera, ripped out the memory card, and they ended up in the police station. And as he described it, this government agent ended up in tears saying, "Don't you understand how hard my job is?"
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Brooke. Pleasure talking to you.
Jacob Weisberg is chairman of the Slate Group.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.